Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, no, I don't think we are going to do justice to the report. You see, I found this report, I got this report here in the meeting. And I don't think that we must starting to have that culture of adopting and adopting and adopting for the sake of adopting. When we adopt, I want to be certain that I have read through the document, Chair. So I don't think that you must give us time to go through the document. That is what I will propose.
What you were indicating was that we will be taken through point 13 to the last page, and those are the issues that maybe you thought whilst everything else in the report is important, I thought that's what you were trying to tell us, because that is going to assist us to move faster with the report.
That was my intention. Most important. important thing that we also learned was the issue of power in terms of which the decentralization system is quite a very relevant one, and they also indicated to the people that they deal with their localities are based on districts and which are affecting as villages. And we also learned issues about public where the staff who is being appointed and they are being paid by the central government. We also had an issue which we learned, particularly on the staff allocation, where you have, they have the budget officer, the research, the legal officer, and the economic secretary. And we were impressed to the effect that if our area here is also looking into learning from their legal experience, it will also affect that, particularly with regard to the budget office. In terms of the way the committees are controlled, the parliamentary committees have basic services. And for us, it was a lesson which we really derived and learning out of. And we also got to be encouraged, members also got to be encouraged with regard to the issues of teamwork and how they operate, particularly because they also have a pending and sectoral committee, which is something that we can explore or our parliament can explore. On F, the Uganda parliamentary system, we learned that they have been accorded the powers of the High Court, meaning that they also have the power to enforce and to attend to so where the witnesses are called and examined, and sometimes where they are found in contempt of the law, they are arrested. With regard to the accountability committee, this is the equivalent of SOPA, I guess, here in our system, where it is chaired by the opposition. Particularly because when it comes to monitoring and evaluation and also specialized subjects, we realize that you cannot really be the referee and the player. That is where the office of the Director General comes in. With regard to the last item, H on page 15, the rules do provide provision for the deployment of these officials from the Department of Defense. And this was particularly very crucial for the security cluster. On page 16, furthermore on the rules provided in the provision of the local government account, members also noted that the committee was impressed to the fact that they take a way of making interventions with regard to local government responsibility and to make them accountable. Last but one on that aspect is the issue of treasury memorandum and how it relates to public payments and local government, and the use of criminal investigation, where it is very, very important for them to follow up on cases that are outstanding. And with regard to financial mismanagement, we also learned that it is something that we can really derive further from. And they also promised that in all the aspects that we have mentioned from A to K, if there are reports that are necessarily supposed to be forwarded to us, they are very willing to send us so that we can learn much. Then, in terms of item 14, association of stakeholders, the most relevant thing that we learned as a delegation, the delegation learned, was the fact that the South African High Commissioner in Uganda, during the visit, we were introduced to the Wakiso District Administrator, as well as the Citizen Coalition for the South North, which is CEDU. And we were very impressed with the manner in which the delegation received. That was it. Because I'm referring to the African High Commissioner and the manner in which they appreciated the committee's visit. With regard to the conclusions and recommendations, the Secretariat, together with the Council of Director, came to the conclusion that the study showed a success. And with regard to the manner in which the meetings were conducted and the stakeholders were identified, it was quite measurable in our opinion. And that the study tour also informed members and the delegation on how much experience and the stage interactions can take place with regard to the joint select committee and the interest that we derived from the delegation. On item A, the NCOP, we suggest and we recommend that it could amend the NCOP rules in as far as the establishment of the local government accounts committee. Bearing in mind that there are also some committees which are engaging on this aspect, but that can also be can be where, in terms of the mandate of the aforementioned proposal, the committee could also include examining and monitoring evaluation on the general agriculture general, particularly when it comes to the municipal outcome. And this also ties in with the recent LCOP local government week in which a lot of lessons were learned. So if we vary the two, they can really make one. On the last stage, the LCOP also considered, the committee also considered the fact that the petition office might be also a relevant way of coming up with a lot of administrative issues that are outstanding, particularly with the backdrop that we have. And we learned during the strategic workshop that there are more than 50 petitions, and we also noted that other than those 30 petitions, following the counter committee, which was also doing the campaigns in provinces, there are already three or four more committee petitions that were referred to the committee. And in that way, we've got maybe the petition office can also assist in making extra together.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your efforts and information management. This is also going to take content for changes that you want to talk about. But I think we need to comment immediately for other subjects. So that if that subject will be amended or information, something to talk about.
This report is drafted, we are saying as a collective that the NCOP should continue that the way the recommendations are drafted, we are not imposing the recommendations to the House. We are saying the House should consider that those options based on the motivation that has been said, that, for example, on the issue of the local government accounts committees, we have the issue of the local government. What is that harm for that was the problem, and also the issue about the consideration of the petition office. But the way the recommendation that passes, we are saying that the House should consider whether to implement now or in the future. We are suggesting. And again, on the issue of the appreciation of stakeholders, based on the management committee of the three chapters, a letter was also provided to the embassy in terms of the appreciation of the kind of capacity that they are given to this delegation.
Yeah, thank you very much. Because COPTA is doing that very efficient.
they are being raised, whether you term it by whosoever in terms of what kind of participation you need, but as the committee you have been there, you have raised it. But because you don't have those powers to enforce that thing, that is what is lacking. So I'm of the view that we really need something like this, but without taking it to a different committee, trying to come with an amendment or an addition to the powers that are being given to co-opt a current, I don't think we'll have much of the problems that we're experiencing in local government as being a government's conflict of interest. I might not have the right wording now, but I do believe that people that can work on it try to check out in terms of powers and function of the committee of co-op. They can incorporate this thing as part of what we have learned there, couple of what we have discussed last week, and we can go a long way in making sure that future generations will look back and say that was the right direction.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. I was also going to be talking, but I'm a bit covered by what Honorable Nyambe is saying on this first recommendation, because it is quite a milestone to put it as a recommendation, as is, Chair. So at least that we will have time to look at it. It satisfies me. Secondly, Chair, I'm not sure whether it was just verbal additions, because I haven't read the report. This issue of the chairing of the opposition parties, because I guess it's something that we are doing, but maybe it was just an emphasis that is not in the report. So it's important that really we go through the report so we see some of the things that are already happening. So I think the presenter mentioned something about the opposition chairing the accounts committee and all that, which is something that we are also already doing. Now, thirdly, just a minor clarity on the issue of the letters, whether the letters... So, they went to thank who, the High Commission, or they are to go to Parliament. But also, there was an issue of them wanting to visit us, and I think we need to keep that also in mind, that they've been trying to visit us, and there's been problems with that. So we need to say something about that in the report as an observation, or maybe we even have to come up with a report where, I mean, the Kate's report from that parliament, you know, the responsibilities, so that we clarify what we think should be the responsibilities of the budgets of the committees when we are being visited by a counterpart committee. I think it would help to provide that clarity and direction as well. Hopefully when we come back out, I would be able to point the areas areas that I made observations on. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much,
Chairperson. Chairperson, no, thank you very much. Chairperson, I hope that we are also going to have time to have our own observation towards, and it maybe it must be in the towards the support one, the program that we had there, that side, the preparations of the visit, and support of members. I don't know if it is a separate thing, not part of the program. I will be comfortable if it is a separate thing, not part of the program. But we must talk about it to rectify some of the things that happened that side. Chairperson, on the report itself, I can't find anywhere where we are talking about the kingdom. I see on page 13, it's there, but with the observations, and maybe I'm wrong, but with the observations and learning points, I don't see it here. And I'm saying maybe I'm wrong, but they will correct me. But thank you very much, Chair. We will get time to study this report. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much.
We are not given the necessary support by this parliament. You see, Now those issues must reflect here, we deal with them. The other issues, the side issues, that we can deal with them separately and discuss them. But there are issues that affect this parliament that I think must come into this report and we must deal with.
Chair, sorry, I wasn't on the top, but when I'm listening to my colleague, this is not the first time that this thing is happening. And I think, Chair, I would propose that you as the chairperson and even some another member like Honorable Bloom go with the secretary and meet these people, because, Chair, this thing is a big problem. I just want to make one example. When the WIPRI goes overseas, there is no problem, Chair. The support, whatever, any problem can happen with any member there, immediately there are people around there to assist. Now, if a committee goes overseas or in Africa and there are not enough support and the necessary support that they needed, then, Chair, I think the thing must be taken seriously by you, and the committee must decide, a delegation, if you speak with the secretary and speak to the accountable people concerning the support of members, and members are on a study group. That's all I want to say, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair.
No, I think that he have covered me, Chair, on the letters. On the letters. I thought that it will be have more power if the chairperson of the committee maybe sent letters for appreciation, but he have clarified me, because it's them who have made this arrangements and what. But I thought it could have been more power. Have more power if the three of you could have sent letters of appreciation and thanks. Then it comes from the committee itself. Now it's the committee section that is doing this. Yes.
No, I think the chairperson saw the letter, and we all had it.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah.
I'm not too sure in terms of that, but I don't think I need to belabor the meeting.
if that's the pre-existing protocol, but you see, in terms of relation, it's I'm not sure. Maybe we need at some point to come back to that, because it helps to establish relation and relationship. Even direct, I'm not too sure whether it stops that the chair stop or he writes to parliament, direct from parliament to parliament, in terms of international relations. So I'm not too sure, but I would not want us to belabor the point.
I think maybe the research work that has to be done around this particular matter. But I think it will be appropriate. Because if you create a relationship, you need to speak to your counterpart. You can't speak to your counterpart via somebody else.
The High Commission.
You can't do that. You can write to the High Commission, he can forward it. But there's a point where you need to speak directly to your counterpart, that's right. And there's nothing wrong. There's nothing around protocol there. There's nothing. If that's an MP, it's an MP. Yeah, speaking to an MP. If it's a chief whip, it's a chief whip or a speaker. You see, that the only thing. Yes, if we have to make arrangements to visit and do all those things, you'll have to via our airport. Because they need to look after you. They need to check the conditions down there to inform you as to whether it's appropriate or not.
Don't worry, there's somebody who's taking his experience.
Yeah, on the verge of tension.
As a committee, if I think a letter to counterparts in Uganda, there would be no foundation. I think that's really concerned to can take a complementary approach. We have sent a letter to the chair, says a part of the report. The letter says now, directly to the chair, as opposed to the independent member. There would be no.
That's the research. That's the research.
Still of the opinion that the between the 22nd and 29th, we will be with them. Hopefully, it means the 24th to the 28th is a whole 4-week program. Bearing in mind that we already had a problem, the job problem that we sent out, they are just really picking it up. And we are almost on the last page. Finally, with regard to the visa, honorable members who are going with everybody are having their passport. So the delegation will wait for those when they come back and we take their passport so that we take them together for visa processing. That's very important.
Just
to
that,
honorable members,
honorable
Thank you, Chair. On that, I would just like to say, once again, I'll come back to how the group has been treated in the year. Did you know, Chair, as we and Honorable Bloom are sitting here, everything of us is in finalized. Even we know even exactly now, we are living in 2 weeks' time. Last week, we know already how much our SNP is and who is assisting us and what are we getting from Parliament, blah, blah, blah. So this committee must take this thing serious. They must take this thing serious. It's not a good thing for members of Parliament to go on a study tour and they are going on that side and they are going to study. We must know exactly from here what's happening. So all I want to say to the guys who are busy with visas and are busy with that, just make sure in time that these things are in time.
Amen. Chair, on a point of order, I don't know what is the SNT. No, I just want to correct him. I don't know. Maybe he's having inside information, but I don't know. No, Gunda, don't put me in things that I...
No, Chair, so that in terms of the program, I think it will be important because the Madima has just indicated that already there's a draft program. I hope in the next meeting, let us all have the draft so that we can make inputs in as far as that draft is concerned. You see. Because I'm saying because of the experience we had. Mm-hmm. It was a nice program then, but everything else, but we wanted more on something else again. Sorry. Particularly on security, we wanted more issues to come on board. Yes. On petitions also, we wanted some more issues to come on board. And some of these things left, they were not there, you know. Yeah. I'm just saying, let's have the program so that we can make inputs.
Thank you very much. Let me just tell you something about the group. Thank everyone. And for the strength that we have been encouraging them as we have been inspecting each other. I don't think anyone is struggling to be removed from that type of contact. We're going to have a lot of people who are not going to be over. Over and above our country, our
Chair, I want to correct my sister here. You know, she's scared of Nessie. She spoke bad about him to me. Now he's here. Please talk in front of him. Well, that was a secret between them. Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
I said, as a follower,
Chairperson, from Pope's side, we want to wish and congratulate Comrade Ngesi. I know that it's a troubled region and a troubled province, but I know that you are strong. Thank you very much.
I'm going to die. I'm going to die.